beautiful Friday. Not terribly hot yet, because it's still kind of early as I record this. It's about 10 minutes till 8, which means I'm running slightly late to work. Not really. I'll probably get there on time. It's just that the traffic in my little town, and my little town has, I don't know what our population is. It's not 50,000. The problem is in a relatively small square mile area, my town is growing so fast that the infrastructure is just almost breaking down. You can't, you just almost can't get anywhere. It's the traffic is so dense. I mean, it's insane. You really would think you're driving in a larger city like, Nashville is nearby, and of course, Louisville. It feels like that kind of traffic, but it's in a relatively small little town. But not too bad. Fortunately, I only live not quite 2 miles from work, and it's pretty much a straight shot. It's just getting through the lights. Anyway, that's my biography for today. So I'm back on Twitter, which I don't know. I can't remember if I've done an audio boo since I did the audio boo on why I left Twitter. I'm looking at it like an interesting experiment, which it has been. For one thing, before on Twitter, I mean, I was up to, I honestly can't remember now, maybe 500 followers. I was following maybe 300. But increasingly, it seemed like every follower I was getting was just some spam or worse, somebody that there's so much marketing, quote, and I put that in air quotes, so much marketing that you're getting on Twitter these days. Everybody's a marketing specialist. If you're listening to this and you're a marketing specialist, I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I'm just saying that it just seems to me that there's something going awry there. There's something going amiss in maybe the way people are choosing to use Twitter. And I don't mean, like, morally or anything. I just mean that I don't think it's really... I think it's losing its effectiveness because, following people comes pretty cheap. And I think the logic is the more people you follow, the better. So I've sort of looked at it like an experiment. I deleted my Twitter account completely, and I was thinking, well, I'm gonna see how long I'll go without Twitter, because it's a habit. Certainly, it's something that I just found was very easy to just click on Asfora on the iPad and go through and see what everybody's up to, but. At the same time, I had so many people that I was following that I really didn't... it sounds awful to say I really didn't care about, but it was just, a lot of trivia that was coming across my Twitter stream. I went ahead and I signed back up a few days ago, and I thought, I sort of was looking at it like, I'm gonna try to put my Twitter on a diet. I'm going to see how lean I can get it and try to sort of shape my Twitter stream, sort of prune it, so that the updates I'm getting are from people that I really, really want to hear from. And I'm curious about, not merely, sort of passing interest. And just see how differently Twitter might work. And so far, I've enjoyed it a lot more. It's strange to see it not update as much. I think I'm following maybe 40 people right now. And most of them are either good friends or sort of online friends. People I've never met in real life, but kind of dig. And just a couple of sort of, I guess you could say, entity Twitter, Twitterers that I'm following, like, for instance, Gizmodo, just because I really kind of absorb a lot of stuff out of Gizmodo, and it's kind of nice to have that in my Twitter stream. An interesting experiment, but it's strange, like I said, to go from, a few hundred people to, a couple dozen people. But nice, too. Who knows? Give it a shot. I look at it like it's my personal Twitter 2.0, where I'm not thinking about the number of followers I have so much, because I think everybody does kind of slightly get into that mode where you're trying to just pick up followers. I think it's human nature, but I really am trying to approach it that I'm going for quality, not quantity. Anyway, interesting experiment. If you have any thoughts on it, by all means, shoot me an email. isoban@gmail.com, isoban@gmail, and I'd love to talk about it. But yeah, that's pretty much all I got this morning. Another day, another dollar, as they say.